Just using the terms pesticide and herbicide can cause alarm for some people. So just imagine the reaction when a major herbicide maker proposed using two well-known herbicides together. Dow Chemical asked for permission from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to use 2,4-D and glyphosate Roundup in a combination called Enlist Duo. The proposal led to the filing of a lawsuit by the Natural Resources Defense Council, and now EPA, which appeared to favor approval, may be having a change of heart. Our guest is Sylvia Fallon. She's a senior scientist at the NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council. Sylvia, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
How long ago did Dow propose the creation or the combination that would be Enlist Duo?
The approval process has been in the works probably for a number of years, but EPA actually finalized the approval in October of last year.
October 2014.
That's right.
So it looked like it was going to move ahead?
In fact, it did move ahead. So EPA approved it last year, and then this past season, it was actually out on the market and being used in several states. And so we challenged the approval as soon as it was finalized, and that process is still making its way through the court system. But just about 2 weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving, EPA actually asked the court to allow them to retract their registration, essentially, and pull Enlist Duo off the market.
All right, so it had been out. When you filed the lawsuit originally, did you seek injunctive relief to try to get it from getting to market in the first place?
We did, and we did not achieve that, so it went ahead and went out on the market.
So let's talk about the components of Enlist Duo individually, 2,4-D and glyphosate. I guess we'll start with glyphosate, I guess, because everybody knows the name Roundup. What does it do, and what's your major concern about it?
That's right. So glyphosate is commonly known as Roundup. It's also marketed under a couple other names. But it is used in connection with genetically modified crops, and the crops are engineered to resist the herbicide. So, you know, normally when you spray a plant, whether it's a crop or any other kind of plant, with an herbicide, it's designed to kill the plant. So the genetically engineered crops can then be sprayed with this herbicide but not die. It will kill all the other plants around it, including any other weeds that are in the agricultural fields. And so the genetically engineered crops came out on the market in the late 90s. And since then, of course, the use of glyphosate has increased dramatically because you know, previously farmers would have to use it very judiciously or else they would damage their crops, but now they can spray the whole field and not damage their crops. And so the use of glyphosate has increased tremendously. We have had a number of concerns about this, but one of the things that has come up recently is that in the past 20 years or so since the genetically engineered crops have been on the market and Roundup or glyphosate has been in use, we've seen a dramatic decrease in the amount of milkweed that's available on the landscape. And milkweed is the only food source that monarch butterfly caterpillars will feed on. And so with the loss of milkweed from the agricultural Midwest, there's been a huge decline in the overall monarch butterfly population that migrates every year across the United States. So that is one of the reasons that we were concerned with this new herbicide. There are other reasons to be concerned also, and that's because Enlist Duo, as you mentioned, contains not just glyphosate, but an additional herbicide, 2,4-D. And the reason that they have, this is now Dow, has added another herbicide to the mix is because, unlike milkweed, there are other weeds out there that have developed resistance to glyphosate. And so glyphosate alone is less effective at removing these super weeds. And so they are now engineering the crops to be resistant to these combination herbicides. We think this is problematic for a number of reasons. One is that it's just simply not a sustainable solution for farmers or anyone else, because if we continue on this path, you know, it is highly likely, and in fact EPA and Dow have you know, both agreed that it is likely that these superweeds will just evolve resistance against this new combination, and then you'll just need more and more herbicides, different herbicide combinations, and at increased amounts to be able to deal with the superweeds. And so, you know, and additionally, 2,4-D carries a number of public health concerns, and as does potentially glyphosate, which was recently categorized as a probable carcinogen. So it's the combination of all of these things that have caused us to oppose the approval of the new herbicide combination Enlist Duo.
Sylvia Fallon is senior scientist at the NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're talking about using 2,4-D and glyphosate or Roundup together in a combination called Enlist Duo. EPA apparently having some second thoughts about its approval of Enlist Duo. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. When you talked about superweeds, it sounds very similar to what happens with the so-called superbugs as you continue to use antibiotics. The bacteria we're trying to use to wipe them out evolve to resist them better. The same kind of thing?
That's right. It is. And especially when you're using any of these kind of chemicals, whether it's the antibiotics or the pesticides, in a prophylactic way. So you're not even actually treating the problem before it's there. You're treating it, you know, before you even have any symptoms. And, you know, that is definitely, you know, bad for the environment, because you're just putting a ton of these chemicals out there, whether you need them or not. And it certainly does create the conditions in which the things that you're trying to get rid of are able to develop resistance to it.
Are there particular issues with 2,4-D that are different from your concerns about Roundup or glyphosate?
Well, so, you know, it is a combination of things. We do think 2,4-D carries additional public health concerns. You know, studies have shown that there could be problems linked with the thyroid. There was a recent study indicating there's problems with kidneys also. So, you know, there's a number of health concerns with adding 2,4-D specifically, and, you know, in general, increasing the number of herbicides that you have. You know, getting back to the monarch butterflies, we do think that this combination herbicide will just continue to eliminate the milkweed that has led to the decline in the monarch butterfly. And, in fact, the reason that EPA is asking to pull the registration is because it recently found out that the combination of the herbicides may make it, you know, a more potent herbicide than either one alone. And so they wanted to take additional time to consider that synergistic effect between the two herbicides.
So how much study went into deciding to put Enlist Duo out there? And by registry, you mean just allow it on the market, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, and how much study went in before that? I mean, does EPA do independent studies, or does it take studies directly from Dow?
It is supposed to look at, you know, all of the studies that are available, but, you know, a big problem with the pesticide registration process that EPA goes through is that it does often rely heavily on studies that are produced by the pesticide manufacturers themselves. And so a lot of what EPA was relying on was what was provided to them by Dow, the one who is manufacturing the pesticide.
Let's talk about the decline of monarchs. We haven't talked specific numbers. Do you have anything in front of you that indicates whether it's a, I don't know, what percentage of decline we've noticed in the Midwest where Enlist Duo appears to have been used a great deal?
Yeah, the population, so the population that of butterflies that migrates across the country Every winter it goes back to the same forests in Mexico where it overwinters. So right now they're all huddled up in the forests in Mexico, and that's where they count the overall population every year. In the late 90s, it numbered around a billion butterflies, and now we are down to about 50 million or so. So it's been a huge decline. It's about a 90% decrease in the population.
Indeed. That's a big one, for sure. We're talking to Sylvia Fallon again on the Jefferson Exchange, senior scientist at the NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council, which opposes the use of 2,4-D and glyphosate or Roundup together as Enlist Duo. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Have there been any court hearings on the filing from a year ago in which NRDC first filed suit to try to stop the use of Enlist Duo?
Yes, in fact, you know, there have been some preliminary ones, and then the opening briefs were just filed a matter of weeks ago. So it's really kind of shocking that EPA has asked to vacate the registration at this point in the process, because it's in the middle of litigation over this exact issue of whether or not they should have approved the registration. And what's even more shocking is that at least what they are saying publicly is that they're looking at a very narrow issue, that the reason that they're asking to vacate the registration is just because they want to look at the synergistic effect and whether or not kind of the conditions under which they registered it were protective enough for plants outside of the agricultural field, for endangered plants, for example. And yet the court case itself is making a number of claims, the ones that I mentioned to you, for example, that we brought up in arguing that EPA failed to consider the impact on monarch butterflies and that it didn't adequately address some of the public health concerns. And EPA, at least publicly, has not said that they plan to revisit either of those issues at this time. So they're asking to pull back the registration, which would take Enlist Duo off the market, but they're also basically indicating that they want to make a small tweak to the registration, and then they could potentially just approve it once again.
And even if it does succeed, or if the court decides to agree with the EPA and pull the product off the market, that doesn't stop its use necessarily, does it?
Well, it would. So what has been sold already would potentially still be allowed to be used. But if they pulled the registration, it would pull the rest of Enlist Duo off the market, and it wouldn't be able to be used again until and unless EPA approves it again.
All right, a couple of calls here, or a couple of questions here. This one from Peter in Central Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Sylvia Fallon at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Hi, Jeff. This is Peter Sage, and I honestly think of myself as a good guy, conscientious. I also have some farmland, and the best way, let's put it that way, of dealing with blackberries and goat weeds, but especially blackberries, that grow along fence rows and in areas that is a mixture of the two of them. I mean, there's no trick to, you know, just put some Roundup and some Crossbow in, and bingo, you have exactly the product you, and it actually more or less kills them. Anything less than that doesn't. So what is a person who likes to think of himself as conscientious supposed to do?
All right, good question. Thanks for that, Peter.
Well, so one thing I would say is, there's a bit of a difference in what we're talking about in terms of the practice that you are talking about, which is a very specific and targeted control in a particular area, versus the broad-scale, widespread use that occurs when you use this product in combination with crops that have been genetically engineered to resist it. So, you know, you are talking about a very specific targeted use versus, you know, just kind of the prophylactic application of this across acres and acres of farmland, primarily corn and soy. So, you know, it's a slightly different issue that you bring up.
Very different scale from what you're saying. I mean,
yeah,
we're talking a couple of squirts versus fields and fields of spraying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I noticed that the Dow AgroSciences has until today to respond to the EPA's motion to go ahead and unregister. Haven't heard anything yet, I'm imagining.
I haven't heard anything yet, but yeah, we expect that they will file something with the court today, and then the court will have some time to make its decision.
You know, I was looking on the EPA website for a news release about any of this and didn't find that, although I did find from December 2nd, EPA gave a grant to Queens College for the Metropolitan Monarch Alliance Project. So they're working separately to enhance and restore monarch butterfly populations, which raises the question brought in from at least one other caller, how other pollinators like bees and hummingbirds are affected by Enlist Duo.
Yeah, so that largely relates to the loss of, you know, so milkweed is specific to the monarch butterfly, but obviously it's also used by other pollinators, as are, you know, other flowering plants in general. And so, you know, the broad-scale use of these herbicides in general is contributing to the loss of pollinator habitat more broadly, and so it definitely does affect more than just the monarch butterfly and extends to other pollinators as well.
Sylvia, I know I'm getting into conjecture land here, but do you think this could mean the end of Enlist Duo or just a pause for it?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that the EPA, if they are granted the ability to revoke this registration, that they use that time to address all of the concerns that were brought up during the litigation before, you know, moving forward again. But I think we will have to wait and see.
All right. We will keep an eye on the process. There should be a filing again today from Dow AgroSciences. They have until today to respond to the EPA's move to go ahead and unregister Enlist Duo, which is a combination of 2,4-D and glyphosate or Roundup. Sylvia Fallon is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which certainly opposes the use of Enlist Duo. Sylvia, thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.